Today marks 12 weeks to Presidential Election Day in November. Hillary Clinton campaigned in Pennsylvania yesterday with Vice President Joe Biden and pitched herself as the champion of the middle class. Donald Trump shifted his focus from criticizing Clinton to foreign policy, saying he'd end what he calls America's current strategy of nation building. In his speech yesterday, he also called for a new ideological test for anyone wanting to immigrate to the U.S.
The time is overdue to develop a new screening test for the threats we face today. I call it extreme vetting.
So, for a look at the race this morning, we're joined by State Representative Jeff Deal, a Republican and Trump campaign co-chair in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff, and thanks for coming in.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
We're also joined by Boston City Councilor-at-Large Ayanna Pressley, who was a Clinton delegate at the Democratic National Convention last month. Good morning to you, and welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
So let me ask the first question. Does yesterday's speech on foreign policy signal that Donald Trump has turned a corner and will now largely stay focused on the issues instead of bashing Clinton and the media?
Look, I think this is the second major policy speech he's given. This was obviously on international affairs, and he also spoke last week on economic issues. So I think you're seeing Donald Trump do exactly what he said he was going to do, which was provide the public the policy plans that he has once he becomes president.
Ayanna?
Well, you know, I would just argue that, you know, very often in an election season, voters are skeptical that a candidate will make good on the promises that they're espousing while campaigning. I'm worried that Donald Trump will make good on every promise that he's made. Yesterday's policy speech, shows he's getting a little bit more adept in using a teleprompter. But, you know, as far as foreign policy, he does not instill any confidence in me as to his competence or a real plan. He never speaks to the how. And I find what he did outline to be shallow and incredibly alarming. And in fact, when he talked about an extreme vetting for our immigrants, anyone who is hostile to the American people or our ideals, I think he would not even pass that vetting because I find him to be incredibly hostile to the American people and our ideals.
You want to respond to that, Jeff?
Well, nobody's as good as the teleprompter as our current president of the United States. But I'll tell you what, I think Donald Trump was saying, look, we want to have people come into our country who believe in America, want to contribute to America, people who are friendly to the LGBT community, people who are more accepting of women being equal. And I think that was his concern, is that we're getting people coming in from countries that don't necessarily believe in that. And secondly, we're having people coming in with Syrian refugees that have now been pointed out by the CIA as potential terrorists.
But Jeff, you know that there's a segment of GOP voters and others who worry that Trump, since he's undisciplined and erratic, think they're witnessing character flaws that make them wonder whether he's qualified for the job.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of
openly questioned right now.
A lot of these people are, I think, former Bush appointees. But I'll tell you, the other thing, too, is a lot of Republicans are going to come home when they realize, obviously, the significance of the Supreme Court appointees. And on top of that, I think Donald Trump is in that phase where after Labor Day, when people start paying attention, he is going to be basically going between here and November and explaining why he can and will make America great again.
All right.
Well, I would just say, you know, as a matter of judgment, ultimately, you know, this isn't about Trump's judgment anymore because we know that he's reckless, he's bombastic, he's unfit, he's temperamentally he's unfit. This is about the judgment of the American people, and he's tanking in the polls because they are waking up.
Hillary Clinton, we've heard a number of Democrats complain that she's spending too much time focusing on why one should not vote for Trump and not enough making her own positive case for her own campaign, explaining her vision. Do you see that?
Oh, not at all. I think in her vision, she's done a wonderful job at articulating it and in rolling out very specific policy plans, which are not only resonating with the Democratic Party, but also many independents and Republicans. I think the fact that, you know, her support is growing really does speak to the resonance and the strength of her platform. And she's not new to this. I mean, she's the most vetted candidate. And she's also been the most mischaracterized and maligned. So she has had to be pointed and specific in her plans and what she would do as president.
Jeff?
I have no idea what her policies are, except for that it's an extension of the last 8 years of the Obama administration, which has given us 1.2% economic growth in the last four quarters, which is basically taking us nowhere as a country. Her work as Secretary of State and foreign policy has left the international world in shambles. I mean, and then as far as reckless, you know, she was advised not to use a personal email server. She used it. She has clearly misled people on that. And so I think that obviously her judgment is clearly in question. I think Donald Trump will be pointing that out as we get closer to November in these upcoming debates.
The American people have moved on from emails and those predictable attacks. I mean, there's been exhaustive investigations and they've been unfounded and baseless. You know, what the American people care about, especially now, is feeling safe and secure. And that's domestically and internationally. And Hillary Clinton will do that. What I know for sure, even if I couldn't outline every single policy, but I can outline enough that are important to me. But even if I couldn't outline every single one, I know she is not paying footsie with our enemies and she's not in bed with the NRA.
The other fresh criticism by Democrats of Hillary Clinton, as we saw in the New York Times this week, is that in openly courting Republicans turned off by Trump, it feels as if Hillary Clinton is moving to the center and away from a progressive and or liberal agenda. You're looking as if you question that.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all. I think, you know, again, it speaks to how inclusive her message is. I mean, she's not abandoned anything. It also speaks to the incompetence of Trump's campaign, that so many, you know, stalwart leaders within the party and leaders in the intelligence community just can't in good conscience have this man, who is a president in waiting, have access to nuclear codes.
It's not quite Labor Day yet. Traditionally, when voters start paying close attention to the election, will the debates this fall ultimately decide this contest?
I think absolutely. I mean, look, both have made this, you know, case to their bases. Hillary Clinton, it's clear from the emails that have been leaked, and there'll be more coming, I think, but the fact that she's been colluding with the Democratic Party, to get the nomination, that's going to turn off an awful lot of Sanders voters. They're going to, I think, keep an open mind between Donald Trump or Jill Stein, maybe even Gary Johnson. But I think that the debates will clearly define the difference between the two.
Ayanna, are you concerned that since she's so far ahead in the polls right now that the Clinton campaign could get overly confident?
Never.
A number of Democrats and analysts expressing this concern.
No, absolutely not. The secretary, having been one of the most mischaracterized, maligned, misunderstood political figures in the 21st century, she's never operated with a sense of entitlement in this race, in this endeavor. That is why she is running a 50-state strategy. That is why she has, you know, a strong grassroots organization in all those states. She's not taking anything for granted at all because she knows what's at stake, and that's the safety and the security of the American people.
Clinton supporter, Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
State Representative Jeff Deal, Republican, Trump supporter, thank you for coming in this morning.
Bob, I appreciate the time.